mess up any gear. Well, if you'll reinvent my name, well, if you'll redirect my name, I wanna be the king of Spain. And I will settle in Pamplona, and I'll provoke the bulls with words, and then I'll send a man to meet them all. Blood is fake, so I can hurt. And all the senorita sighing, oh, will be the fountain of my lies. But while we're floating in siesta, will you search for bottles and for knives? No.
of the ringside nurse at one for once with the universe choked out. Choked out, choked out, choked out. I stretch and strain with all my might, drift off into the velvety arms of the night. Kick and claw and scratch and bite, fire up the grill, everybody eats tonight. Choked out. No breaks down, an endless dark incline. Most of the boys won't ever cross this line. If they all wanna die dead broke, that's fine, that's fine. Everybody's got their limits, nobody's found mine. Crowds grinning like hounds in the heat of the chase. All the colors of the rainbow flood my face. I lift right off into space. I can see the future, it's a real dark place. Choked out, choked out, choked out, choked out, choked out, choked out.
The week is already over, but it is only March. I am DJ Tuesday. It is not quite Tuesday. Our album topper, until I decided to change it, was Choked Out off the Mountain Goats album Beat the Champ. Less I need to fill time, that's the only Mountain Goats song we're playing today. Shocker, I know. Here's the deal. Spring breaks in 1 week. Through a long, convoluted conversation, I was talking to DJ Pending, still on air, early hours of Tuesdays, I believe, and the late, great DJ Remedy about breakup songs that absolutely just eviscerate their target. This was all inspired by the DJ Pending. DJ Pending needed the worst, most hurtful way to break up with someone, landed on the line, "It's not you, it's just that I don't love you anymore." Made a whole playlist of breakup songs. Night went on. We landed on these two as the most brutal in two very different ways. So, first up is "You're So Vain" by Carly Simon.
Partner, they'd be your partner, and you're
Check, check. All right, there's a non-zero chance that mic was deactivated for the first run. I have no regrets. That was Your So Vain by Carly Simon. Next up, we're going to play Coca Pelli Face Tattoo by Andrew Jackson Jihad. Here's the deal with Andrew Jackson Jihad. Recently rebranded in 2017 to just AJJ for, I think, fairly obvious reasons. They're trash. They're the worst band. We all hate them. All my friends hate them, but we can't stop listening to them. They're so good. They're so bad. It's the most, like, needlessly vulgar butt rock. Earlier albums leaned into the folk stylings with just, like, out-of-tune guitar. They often, like, leave little tags from the studio at the beginning and ends of songs. They're garbage. I love them so much. I can't slip them past the FCC censors. This is the one song I'm willing to risk it on. That said, last week, or the week before, when I had to tap out, Luke Pallett, who I'm sure is a lovely person, did just use my hour to play a bunch of Kendrick Lamar, which definitely isn't safe for pre-watershed hours. So, once again, I have no regrets. Finally, there is a significant chance that this broadcast is playing in the office of my preschool director mother. And to this I also say, I have no regrets. Coca Pelli Face Tattoo by AJJ.
Okay.
Got to take a quick PSA break. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the U.S. adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all alcohol consumed in this country. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 per day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight, and burdened by his loneliness, he wanted to feel alive. His laziness built the pyramids, and his solitude was a knife. The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight.
Other sponsors today include the broken zipper on a 20-year-old jacket that comes at exactly the right time, and the wall art featuring Clippy saying, "It looks like you're trying to undo the moral fabric of the United States of America. Would you like help with that? I love WMFO wall art." Okay, enough of that. Rest of the broadcast is actually going to be one album. This is going to be In the Attic of the Universe by the Antlers. I wholeheartedly believe that you do not listen to Antlers tracks one at a time. It has to be the whole album. This is, I believe, their shortest, running at about 26 minutes. Should fill us up nicely. Let us begin.
Thank you. diamonds aren't on the crown. They're high and hanging down. Well, once I remember the words, we can climb down the rooftop. I swear that I heard it right here, invasively clear. But I was upstairs and downstairs and outside on the roof. Small stars and steel bars say the ghosts up in the attic tell the truth.
We have hit the B-side of In Viatic of the Universe, second album, first studio album by the Antlers, originally formed by Peter Silberman, can't really be called a solo act anymore. I was actually worried about playing this album on the radio just because of how quiet the mix is. Peter Silberman suffers from tinnitus. He's had to structure his music in a very quiet way, but hardware over here at the studio seems to be handling it well. Some track IDs, such as they are, is it starts with In Viatic, beginning with a about 60-second fade-in of just footsteps in snow. Establishes the leitmotif that will come at the very end, followed by Look, what I like to call the ringtone track. Sounds like a little Samsung ringtone, very nice. Followed by ambient tracks On the Roof and Shh. That's On the Roof and Shh. Next up is the next lyrical track on the album. It is divided almost exactly in half, 13 minutes and 45 seconds on the first four tracks, 12 minutes and 57 seconds on the last four tracks. I'm assuming that's intentional. Next up is The Universe Is Going to Catch You. That was the back half of In Viatic of the Universe, the Antlers 2007 follow-up album to Uprooted, from which we've played a couple tracks before. Track IDs. The Universe is Going to Catch You, The Carrying Arms, return of the leitmotif we got from On the Roof, In the Snow, and finally Stairs to the Attic, the cornerstone of that whole album. It's a great album. Underrated part, I'd say, is the percussion. Lots of it's almost heartbeat-like heartbeats or footsteps, depending on the context. Lots of fade-outs, lots of use of static. Opening use of the footsteps and the snow and the leaves. All wonderful, wonderful album. We're gonna cut it off here. So the old saying goes, woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I've miles promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. Gotta pack, gotta do homework, you know the deal. Gotta walk a dog every day, gotta walk the dog. Alrighty. Don't know who will be in this time slot next week. It's an opt-in, opt-out schedule. Those two things don't go together. It's an opt-out schedule. I will be opting out, given the not being here. As much as I love Rick Deckard, who I genuinely thought was a real person, I thought he just ran a show called Automation to screw with people, like how some people, some bands are called Various Artists, back when iTunes was a thing. Secondary sponsor for today is the Rick Deckard Is Watching You wall art, which features an old man that bears a striking resemblance to Harrison Ford in hindsight, sort of staring Kilroy style over one of the lines in the drop ceiling. Momentum. We don't have it. All right, everyone have a wonderful 2 weeks. I'm gonna go walk a dog.
A real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point? Like gin. Don't know where he came from. Central.